After all this drama that happened the last, let's say, 5 weeks, now everybody is tired and just want to go and vote and elect a new president.
Now, let's look at the calendar itself. It seems that the campaign itself is expected to last for just 2 weeks or less. And it will be taking place during the month of Ramadan. Are the candidates comfortable with this?
Well, that's a very interesting question because, to my knowledge, we have never organized election during the holy month of Ramadan. You know, election here in Senegal is associated with noises, is associated with music, is associated with event that can mobilize people. And the Ramadan here is fully respected because 95% of the population in Senegal is Muslim. So that Ramadan is a period of pray and people don't make noises, don't make music. Usually the campaign is the whole day. But Ramadan is fasting, and I don't see people organizing rallies in the afternoon where people are very, very tired. So they have to adjust all their agendas, all their meetings, maybe after we break the fasting, which will be in the night. And that itself has also another challenge because people will have to go to work the following day.
So why do you think the campaign was scheduled during the month of Ramadan? Was it done in consultation with all the candidates?
No, I think people didn't have a choice. The Constitutional Council forced the government since February to really schedule the campaign. And they refused, they organized all these consultation and other things. And at the end of the day, the administration was forced by the Constitutional Council to organize it before April 2. I think people have now made their mind about who they're going to vote for and who they're not going to vote for.
And that's what I want to ask you. So is there anything such as advantage for any of the 19 approved candidates?
Well, I think there is equality between all of them because I don't think that the 3 minutes every day on the TV will make a big difference between parties. And during the day, as I mentioned to you, it will be really, really very hard to mobilize people to participate in the rally. Maybe those who will be organizing small meeting in small areas in the cities, those are the people who have money, who have resources. So I think it will be a campaign of the strict minimum.
Let's talk briefly about candidate Diomaye Faye. We understand he's still in jail. Any idea when he's expected to be released before the start of the campaign?
Well, as far as I know, the law needs to be finally signed by the president, the law on amnesty, of course, and then published in our National Gazette. Yesterday, the head of the campaign is the one who went on TV to record the first speech of Diomaye Faye on the radio, because by today at 7:30, our national TV will start giving 3 minutes to all the candidates per day.